You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently, the Auckland Art Gallery is housing a free exhibition of more than 120 portraits by artist Gottfried Lindauer, whose paintings feature prominent New Zealand historical figures and rangatira from the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Lindauer's portraits reveal a long history of engagement with protagonists from New Zealand's past. I spoke to the gallery's Māori curator, Nigel Borrell, about the exhibition and started off by asking him to explain what exactly the Lindauer portraits are.
Gottfried Lindauer is from a place called Bohemia, which is part of, back then, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Today we know it today as Czech Republic. And he's an immigrant from this part of the world in Europe, and he came here in 1874, leaving from Hamburg on a ship, arriving in Wellington in 1874, and set about using his skills as a portrait painter to earn his living.
Obviously he painted a lot of significant Māori people. Sort of the cultural significance of these paintings?
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, he painted basically anyone that commissioned a portrait. And at that particular time, a lot of the portraits were actually of Pākehā families and wealthy businessmen. And marriage portraits or partner portraits were very popular. And so these made up a lot of his commissioned works. He also had two really prominent patrons that commissioned works off him at this early time. So a year later, in 1875, he met Henry Partridge, an Auckland-based businessman, and he commissioned on the spot four portraits of prominent Māori chiefs. So his portraits of Māori really began with his main patron, Henry Partridge, based in Auckland, who was really interested in having a record of these great Māori chiefs and leaders from the late 19th century documented for his own collection. And Māori actually started to see these works and see the fact that painted portraiture in colour was a really powerful way of capturing the likeness of a human or of a rangatira, of someone that they may have known about, another leader that they've known about but never actually had a chance to meet. So it was the closest thing to meeting him in the flesh, seeing one of his portraits, which he often displayed in shop windows and in the proximity of the native land court hearings that were taking place in the late 1800s. Gottfried Lindauer was quite a savvy businessman, and he made sure to occupy shop fronts and be in the vicinity of these native land court hearings where prominent Māori were giving testimony to land. And at the same time, coming into contact with his amazing portraits and then asking Gottfried Lindauer to commission portraits for themselves. So he was quite a clever businessman at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. And what do you think it says, you know, about this engagement with, like, colonial groups? And because it was such, as you were saying before, you know, it was such a significant historical time period for New Zealand. So what do you think, you know, sort of these paintings with Lindauer and stuff, what do you think it sort of says about the engagement between the colonial and the Māori groups?
I think it's quite fascinating for someone like myself who's much more learned in contemporary Māori art practice is my compass. Coming to learn more about Gottfried Lindauer and his legacy and his practice has been really fascinating, and it's sort of opened my own appreciation for the depth of the exploration of what he did, but also what the significance of what he was doing at the time. And I think if I'm the yardstick, so if I'm coming to the Auckland Art Gallery as a curator of Māori art, not knowing a lot about Gottfried Lindauer, learning a lot in a year, it's a really good yardstick to say, I think this is going to be a newsflash, a lot of his achievements and the things that he was doing in terms of his practice is going to be intriguing to the general public as well. So some of those things involve his relationships with people. And if we use Charles Frederick Goldie as a comparison, given that Goldie was a generation later from Lindauer, he also was a second-generation New Zealander, Goldie, whereas Lindauer was an immigrant coming from another country. And I think this really did colour the way that he interacted with Māori and his relationships that he started to foster. You know, Lindau was very much considered on the outer when he arrived here as an immigrant. He, you know, he spoke German, although he wasn't German. He, you know, he was affiliated with this side of the world, and he kept to himself. You know, he wasn't a public figure. He was a very private figure, but a very prominent painter. And for a range of reasons, I think our settler community at the time weren't that sure what to make of this man, because he came from you know, Europe, and a particular part of Europe that was we had dubious perceptions about. And it's no irony that he actually connected with Māori, and some of us, when we look at the research and look at that history, in a way he connected with another displaced peoples. So Māori were at that particular time when he arrived, we had just come through the massive upheaval of the New Zealand land wars, where Māori were being disenfranchised from their tribal lands up and down the North Island. And this idea of being of displacement, or being removed from your connected idea of heritage, if you like, or this upheaval, I think it was something that Godfrey Lindau as an immigrant could relate to. And, you know, these displaced peoples was something that I think he could connect with in a range of different ways. But also the fact that Māori, he gained their confidence. He gained their confidence enough for them to actually commission portraiture painting directly from him. So unlike Goldie, who actually paid his sitters a fee to sit so that he could create the painting, it was a very different relationship with Lindauer, whereby he was the one that was being commissioned. So the commissioner, being the Māori patron in this case, was the person in control of that relationship. So if you think about it from that standpoint, it's quite an interesting dynamic and quite a unique one, because as the commissioner, you have to be happy with the end product. And, you know, Godfrey Lindau's job is to make sure that the person commissioning the work's happy with the end product.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really interesting about that thing about sort of the ownership with comparing it to Goldie, because a lot of people I spoke to about the Lindau portraits, you know, kept referring back to Goldie and stuff. And I think it's really interesting what you're saying about the whole commissioned and, you know, being paid to be a subject of a painting. It's like sort of is such an interesting relationship to examine between, you know, artist and subject. And also, so in broader terms, more about the exhibition, what was sort of the process of getting this exhibition down to the Auckland Art Gallery like?
Massive. It's been years in the making, and I know it sounds like a cliche, but the guest curator of this exhibition is actually Nahiraka Mason, who was the inaugural curator, Māori art and Indigenous curator at the Auckland Art Gallery for the last 15 years. So it was a project that she had initiated and had done a lot of research around since she started in the role in 1999. And, you know, in one aspect, it's the culmination of a lot of that research, and in another aspect, it's the culmination of investing in the descendant relationships. So we've worked really hard over the years to find out who the descendants of these portraits are, and involving them in the process of how we look after the works, how we interpret their histories, and how we share that with the public. So that's been a big piece of work that's sort of gone on unnoticed, if you like, or behind the scenes in terms of the relationship. But the show itself has been about 4 to 5 years in the planning. It started in Berlin with a request to show 40 portraits from Gottfried Lindauer's from our Partridge collection at the Auckland Art Gallery. That then went on to a show in Pilsen, in his homeland of Pilsen in Czech Republic, and they displayed a selection of these portraits there as well. And of course, when you're touring a huge show like his portraiture, you do need to partner up with another institution to make that affordable. I mean, as you can imagine, freighting works is hugely expensive. And the idea that these two venues could partner up in terms of showing his work was a big draw card for them. And then this last show, which opened just a couple of weeks ago, was the third final homecoming, if you like, in a series of three exhibitions profiling his work. And it's been an amazing project and a lot of work. And, like I say, over 4 to 5 years worth of solid work to bring this particular iteration to life. And there's a huge publication that we've worked with Auckland University Press to produce. And there's also a number of loans that involve both private and public Lindauers that have been unearthed through the public call that we've done earlier this year. So lots of work and lots of relationships to try and juggle.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.